Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting. This is podcast number 119 on this beautiful August 24th day. Of course, I tell you it's beautiful because I've been looking out the window because I'm not going outside. It's too doggone hot out there. At any rate, folks, it is time for Adventures in Podcasting, and I'm going to tell it, I'm going to say it, I'm going to jinx it, I'm going to say we got a short show for you here today. As typical format here, we have POSD podcasting updates, just a couple things to talk to you about today. I actually was at work this week, and POSD RSS updates, followed by RSS and podcasting tools. Got a couple things to share with you, and of course we'll round out this show with just a couple things going on and other items worth mentioning, mostly about stuff I'm doing, but hey, they're worth mentioning. Alrighty, so on that note, I'm going to find that transition song that I made up the other day, or found the other day, or stripped out, whatever, wherever I got that music. I'm going to get that out there, and I'm going to play it right now. You ready? You ready? Say yes. Say yes. Okay, here we go. Alrighty, we're here with POSD Podcasting Updates, and a little update on who's going to fill their shoes. I emailed Dr. Santarelli this week, and I asked him about continuing on with the What's Hot in PUSD podcast. As you may recall, Jim and I used to do that show, and Jim wandered over to another school district not long ago. So what do we do? And Dr. Santarelli said, please keep doing it. So I contacted Maggie, who was Jim's assistant in public relations, and she agreed to do the show with me as well. So we'll see what happens here. The idea is we'll get behind the microphone and talk about the news that's going on. So probably when I get done talking into the microphone, I'll email Maggie and try to set up a time where we can sit down, hopefully this week, and get a What's Hot in PUSD out, and would be the revised show or the new show, retalented show. Of course, we could really retalent, just get rid of me altogether. That would probably really help it too. But nonetheless, Maggie should be joining us for that, and we should get that back online. So that'd be fun. As far as iTunes, iPods being purchased and why, got some iPods being purchased in the district, I found out recently, and they're being purchased for various reasons, which is all good. It's all good, and I thought that was kind of exciting. I wish I would have known they were coming in, because I'd just loved to, well, I like to know about this stuff. I like to know what they're doing with it and things like that. But I did find out that that is going on, and I think that's cool, so maybe we're starting to make a little end run into this and start making a difference and getting some more of these devices in the hands of kids. And I've actually heard a couple people, and I've got to go track this down, that they were talking about using these for reading as well. So, man, this could be cool. Could be cool. We'll see what happens. And I got a little one coming in to visit me. Hi, Frederica. Okay, Frederica has left the building. I need to get a recording studio light, to, you know, the red light's on, you know, Dad's recording or something like that. Maybe a blue light. Red light could be bad. At any rate, this is just funny. I wrote this in here as just being kind of a smart aleck to my wife. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. My wife actually used her GCAS this week. We had meet the teacher night, and of course I went in and met my daughter's teachers. And Jennifer actually did her GCAS. She did an update to her GCAS page right before the evening started, and she told him, because I listened to it, she told him that she's going to be updating that every Sunday night. So, of course, when I get off air, I got to go remind her that she needs to update her GCAS page along with her web page and all that good stuff. But during that conversation, she talked to him about RSS and the email, the ability to get through RSS, the ability to get through email, et cetera, et cetera. She said there are lots of blank stares out there when she said RSS. So that tells me that we've got a lot of work to do with the community, not just the teachers, but the community to get everybody to understand us. So in any way you turn it, it was kind of cool. So I think that's neat. And as long as I've already had kind of a pause for the cause with the little one coming in here, I'll go ahead and move right into the next piece, which is PSD RSS updates. I don't know why I don't remember this after 118 episodes, but nonetheless, Steve, who does the back-end work for my for the SharePoint portal server here at the district, and I sat down this week, and we started to kind of map out a plan to migrate us to 2007 portal. And you're probably thinking, what in the world does that have to do with podcasting and RSS? And that's a fair question. What that has to do with RSS is quite a bit, because actually Microsoft kind of got on the bandwagon finally with RSS and this version of the software. And RSS is built into this quite a bit. Obviously, it's feeding out a lot of feeds, but it also has a reader built into it as well. So it's a huge, huge huge benefit. So we've got the RSS out there on the school pages, and those are being updated through something called Syndication Generator, but it's a process to set it up. And the new portal, it's basically you just turn on RSS for that, turn on the feed for that particular list or library, whatever it's going to be, and it's ready to rock and roll. So that'll be a big plus for us, and I think when we get that involved or when we get that up and running, we'll be able to make a bigger dent with RSS, and certainly in the community once this starts coming out and people get more and more used to what it is. So I guess all we can do is kind of wait and see. I got kind of a target date of March to turn this on. I got a lot of work to do, a lot of stuff that's going to probably make my brain hurt, along with other folks. And then once we get it implemented, we got to get it. We got to get people trained on it. So a lot of things going on here. And is that going to make a difference in what I get to do with podcasting? Most definitely. It'll probably get in the way of it quite a bit. But nonetheless, that is my full-time job, is to make this stuff happen. So we'll see what we can do. Also have I had Kelly send it out, but nonetheless, our classes. I am going to do another podcasting class this semester, so we'll see how that works out for us as well. And then we're doing some other stuff with digital storytelling and audio and Moodle and multimedia and Moodle. So, you know, whether it's totally podcasting or just adding audio in other locations, it's still making some forward momentum. So we'll see where all this good stuff goes to. And on that note, I think I'm going to play that transition song, and we'll see how long-winded I'm getting today. RSS on podcasting tools. Peggy, as usual, has been busy and sent me some cool stuff. Man, she comes across some neat stuff. She sent me two emails this week, and I love it. She writes me, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't see half the stuff until you send it to me, Peg, but I love it. Please keep sending it to me. This is a website called learninginhand.com. And this is just super, super cool. And let me get the website here. Learning in Hand. This has got the biggest thing this has got on it. It's got a absolutely dynamite free podcasting book. And I just scrolled through this thing, looking at it, and quite frankly, I'm going to use it. It's got a lot of. In fact, I need some podcasting information or need some audio information for another class I'm working on. And as I shot through this, I thought, holy smokes, this is going to actually be something I'm going to start using in my podcasting class. I think I'll start passing this out to people. Yeah, this is by Tony Vincent, and he runs the Learning in Hand website. And as I scrolled through, the first thing I saw was that cute little kid holding up an iPod, which looks very familiar because I've got the same picture on my podcasting site and my podcasting presentation. But this actually takes you all the way through some cool things, and from beginning with what is a podcast, defining them, subscribing, listening to formats, pre-production, recording, post-production, publishing, and on. And just a neat book. I really, really encourage you to cruise into this, hit this website, check it out in the show notes, and look at this. And I got a kick out as I was cruising through this. There are some tools in here that I had never seen, and I love this. I also came across the speaking do's and don'ts. Do, enunciate clearly. I broke that a long time ago. Speak in a normal tone of voice. Don't think so. I can't do that. Practice, practice, practice. I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. There are times when I absolutely read it 2 and 3 and 4 times before I sit down to the microphone. I still mess it up, but that's just part of it. For this particular show, I don't ever practice. I have basically bolded list that I kind of go on. Reduce background noise. Sounds like a great plan if you've got a quiet area where you can do that. You don't have a 5-year-old running in to visit. Pause recording, take short breaks. Yeah, that's the reason for the transition music in this show, so I can take a swig of Diet Coke once in a while. And smile while speaking. I like that. In fact, if I guess I had a grouchy face on my, a grouchy look on my face, I'm going to try to make a grouchy face because you can tell the difference here. Yeah, I've got that stern look on, and you can tell that, can't you? Versus if I'm smiling, yeah, I guess it does sound a little different, huh? And then the don'ts. Don't talk too quickly. I've been guilty of that a number of times. Don't drop off the end of words. I suppose that goes along with enunciating. Try not to use the DJ voice. Guilty as charged. Pop peas into the microphone. They actually make a little thing I could put in front of my microphone so I can avoid the popping sound. But that does happen every once in a while. I like this one. Don't get too close to the microphone. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's an easy thing to do. This is something I have to do with Frederica, is pull it away from her face when she does the intro for me. And don't touch the microphone or its cord. And the reason you don't do that is it does this kind of stuff to it if you grab it. Isn't that annoying? Which is one of the reasons I'm on an articulating mic stand and I don't touch it during a show unless I'm obviously making a point. Talks about setting up Audacity, which is great. It's got a great little dialog box here for the tools and what it does, which is great. All the same things I cover in class. Shows what a good waveform looks like versus a bad waveform. This is a neat tool here, or a neat image, I should say. And it talks about editing, which is cool because this is where I need to use this next week or two. And then we got some post-production. And here's got some tools in here I've never seen, or websites I've never seen. SoundSnap, the Free Sound Project, Flash Kit. I'm going to have to go look at these things. 4Bs, not even sure what that one is, but it's got a tiny URL attached to it. Podcast Bumper Music, definitely need to check that out because I typically make my own bumpers out of PodSafe Audio, and of course, obviously, PodSafeAudio.com. So I'm going to run out and check those out. I think you should too. So I also think you should download this entire PDF, all 34 pages of it, print that puppy up, and put that on your desk as something you need to be reading because that looks like a dynamite tool there. So thank you, Tony Vincent, for your hard work on that, and thanks, Peggy, for sharing that. Also, she shared with me something called PodGrunt, and this is from gruntmedia.com. And this video, I think the first one's about 5 minutes, so apparently it's going to be the beginning of a series on podcasting. It's got a great introduction, so if you're trying to get somebody to understand a little bit about what podcasting actually is, this is a good intro, and very pulled back from geeky terms. He uses some, I wouldn't say complex terms, they're not exactly not complex, but they're not in real geeky fashion, so it actually makes a lot of sense watching that video. So it's worth a person to hit that. That's at gruntmedia.com, and just hit the link in the show notes. You can check it out, and it's good stuff in there. And finally, the other one that she shared with me was Mrs. Coggins class.com, and this is a teacher's website. Let me see what she actually said about this so I don't mess this up. This is a teacher from Alabama, and she has a podcast called Buzzcast, and you can check that out, and there's a link on her page. I've got a link to her class page, and then if you hit there, you can get into it. But she says she calls them Buzzcast, and the students produce them once a week. It's a really cute show. Looks like they're following a standard format. Includes news buzz, weather buzz, weather, a menu, a buzzword, vocabulary, poem, and a joke or riddle. So cute show in there. I listened to a little bit of it. Peggy said she listened to one. In fact, she said she listened to the one from May 12th, and she got a kick out of the menu in there. They had biscuits and grits. I like grits. Grits are good. Biscuits are good, too. A little sausage gravy. I'm making myself hungry, and dinner's on the stove, so I better hurry up and keep talking here. Nonetheless, some good stuff in there. So, Peggy, thank you once again for sharing those with us, and folks, you should go out and check those out as well. And most definitely go out and check out that PDF file, and that is just absolutely worth your time. All right, finally, what do I need to talk about here? Because I'm getting hungry. I made myself hungry talking about all that stuff. We're at the 15-minute mark, and we're going to close out the show with other items worth mentioning, as always. My Web 2 class is actually starting to have a little bit of forward momentum again. If I could stay focused, that's always a problem. I got the first 10 pages back with editing on it, and Kelly's wore out a pen, as usual, with my writing. And I started working on that today a little bit before I got sidetracked into wanting to work on something else, which is my other fun project, which is a multimedia in Moodle class that I'm working on. And when I get all this done, I'll probably share a lot of this information with you as I go across it, but this one's going to focus on how to put multimedia inside a Moodle class using tools that we already have in Peoria. So that should be fun. Looking forward to making that, which is probably the reason I stopped working on the other one, because I'm easily derailed, I guess. Best way to say that. Alrighty, it's a little over almost 16 minutes into this, which means I'll be about 18 minutes, which, doggone it, we're back to normal length. Happens every time I say it's going to be a short show. Alrighty, this is the part where I say goodnight, have a great week, appreciate you joining me. My name, I should say, and finally, because that's what my script says, and I normally say that, so I'll say it again. So, and finally, my name is Sean Wheeler. And as always, folks, I welcome your comments and your feedback. Drop me a note. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say it to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.